I-Self Token for Education. Scarcity Mindset versus Abundance Mindset. The Turning Point in the Thinking of Successful Founders. At the beginning of every entrepreneurial journey, there's a silent but decisive dilemma: how the founder thinks about money, opportunities, and growth. This mindset shapes decisions, attracts or repels partnerships, and determines how fast a startup evolves. On one side is the scarcity mindset: fear, control, competition. On the other, the abundance mindset: vision, trust, collaboration. In this article, you'll discover how this mindset shift is the invisible dividing line between average startups and unicorn founders. 1. What is scarcity mindset and how it sabotages startups? The scarcity mindset believes that there's little money available. Few investors believe in new ideas. Growth only happens if others lose. Collaborating is risky. The market is already saturated. Founders with a scarcity mindset try to protect crumbs. Founders with an abundance mindset build feasts. James Clear. This leads to strategic self-sabotage, always negotiating for the lowest cost, not the highest value. Afraid to teach or share. Avoiding risk out of fear of loss. Focusing on small, short-term problems instead of scalable, long-term solutions. 2. What is abundance mindset and why it changes everything? Founders with an abundance mindset believe that there's more capital than good ideas to receive it. The market is big enough for multiple winners. Growth is exponential, not linear. Connection creates opportunity. Teaching is a way to build authority and reciprocity. Abundance doesn't start with money. It starts with how you see the world. Peter Diamandis. Startups led with this mindset: grow faster by acting with strategic confidence. Attract better talent and partners by conveying clarity and long-term vision. Raise capital more easily by delivering value before asking for returns. Build communities instead of just selling products. 3. Real cases: how this mindset shift changed trajectories. Case 1. The startup that turned down a small investment and raised 10 times more. A Brazilian founder, instead of accepting a symbolic investment with heavy clauses, chose to wait. He built traction, generated value, and attracted an investor with aligned vision and a check 10 times larger. A decision driven by abundance mindset. He didn't see the first investor as his last chance, but as a positioning filter. Case 2. The founder who taught the market and became a reference. While competitors hid their methods, she published articles, gave free classes, and built a community. Today, her startup receives partnerships, invitations, and opportunities without chasing them. She understands that sharing accelerates authority. 4. How to break free from scarcity. Thinking in daily life. This shift is practical and begins in the small things. Stop hiding your ideas. Share them with people who can help improve them. Invest in branding before returns. Authority is built before the sale. Be generous with feedback, content, and connections. Those who give value attract value. Think at scale from the start. Don't build for today. Build for what your company will become. Abundance mindset means believing that what you're creating will generate more than what you lose by sharing it. Naval Ravikant. Conclusion: the founder expands before the startup. Every great startup was once the reflection of the founder's mental expansion. Before growth in metrics came growth in how they thought, decided, and trusted. You don't need millions to start with an abundance mindset. You need clarity, courage, and the awareness that what you're building can, and should, serve something bigger than yourself. The question isn't whether you think like a unicorn. The question is, do you think like someone who's ready to grow? Learn more about innovation, equity tokenization, and startup investing by visiting iselftoken.net.